আলহামদুলিল্লাহ ওয়াহদাহ ওয়াসসালাতু ওয়াসসালামু আলা মান লা নাবিয়্যা বা'দা আম্মা বা'দু ফা'উযু বিল্লাহি মিনাশ শাইতানির রাজীম বিসমিল্লাহির রহমানির রহিম ওয়া আনকিহুল আয়ামা মিনকুম ওয়াসসালিহিনা মিন ইবাদিকুম ওয়া ইমাইকুম ইন ইয়াকুনু ফুকারা ইউগনিহিমুল্লাহু মিন ফাযলিহি ওয়াল্লাহু ওয়াসিউন আলীম ওয়া ক্বালান নাবিয়্যু সাল্লাল্লাহু আলাইহি ওয়া আলিহি ওয়াসাল্লাম يا معشر الشباب من استطاع منكم الباعة فليتزوج فإنه له وجاء أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. Respected ulama, brothers and elders, and my young friends and mothers and sisters, assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today after the Jummah Salah, inshallah, there will be a nikah taking place. So my topic for today will be this great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nikah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "An-nikahu min sunnati." Nikah is from amongst my sunnah, is from my path. And in another hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Faman raghiba an sunnati falaysa minni." That individual who turns his face away from nikah, the one who does not get married, فَلَيْسَ مِنَّا, then he is not from the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nikah is a great, great sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is why in many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has emphasized upon this act of Islam, or I should say the act of the Anbiya alayhim wassalatu wassalam. There are only handful of things which were done by each and every single prophet and messenger that came to this world. And one of them is nikah. Because majority of the people present in this gathering are elders, so I would like to address the elders that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. O the parents and the guardians, get your single son and daughter married. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. And get those slaves married who are capable of getting married and who are pious. This is a command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to each and every single parent. That if you have a son and a daughter who's capable to get married, then you should not delay in getting them married. And the minimum age to get married is the age of bulugh, when a person reaches its puberty. After that, he is capable of getting married, provided that he is able to work and sustain his own family. Then he is considered capable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that he's ready to get married. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ. Ayama is the plural of ayyim. And ayyim is used for both male and female. Male and female single. Get them married. وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ. Because my brothers and elders, if you look at the ta'limat and the teachings of Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it gives a lot of emphasis on rectifying the mu'ashara and the society from all those evils that exist in the society. We all know that one of the evils that is extremely prevalent in this day and age, in our society, in our community, is adultery and fornication. My brothers, these things happen because we make marriages very, very difficult. I had many youngsters coming to me, they're ready to get married, but the parents are saying that you're still not ready, you still have to settle down. You're still studying. You're only 22, you're only 23, you can't get married right now. Wait until you get to 28, 29, 30, then you can get married. Buy your own house, when you have your own car, when you have sufficient money to go for Hajj. These are some of the reasons presented by the parents to the youngsters of today. My young friends, it is also our obligation that we stand up. And we go to our parents ourselves. Or if we cannot mention it to them ourselves, then we should go through a person who is knowledgeable. Go through that person who's experienced and who your parents will listen to. Because if you close the doors of nikah, then the doors of zina will open. Shah Waliullah Sahib Rahmatullahi Alayhi, who has written extensively upon the wisdoms of the ahkam of sharia, the injunctions of sharia, he says that one of the greatest attack of shaitan upon a community is that he makes every effort to make haram easy and halal difficult. This is what shaitan does. If you make nikah difficult, zina will become easy. And believe me, my friends, you might not be aware of the situation outside, but because I'm working with the youth for the past 6-7 years, I had youngsters coming to me as young as 15 and 16 telling me that I have committed zina with a girl who is only 13 years old, 14 year old. And I'm saying it again, believe me, my friends, don't think that this is the daughter of so-and-so person, this is a daughter of a disbeliever, or this is a daughter of that family who is really far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the daughters belong to those family who are extremely honorable in the community. And unfortunately, we are not aware of this situation. In order to cut this down, the only solution that Quran and a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions is that make nikah easy. Get them married as soon as possible, as early as possible. If you see maturity in your child, get them married. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that three things you should never delay. Three things never delay, he said to Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu. One is when the time of salah comes, perform salah immediately. When the janazah comes, perform janazah salah immediately and do tadfeen and bury him as soon as possible. And the third one is, when your child becomes mature and he is capable of getting married, do not delay, get them married as soon as possible. Have that friendship and have that friendly relationship with your children. So they are able to tell you, my friends. We are not aware what our children are doing. And believe me, when they are in your house, they will be like an angel. But when they're outside, because of the temptation outside, they're not able to control their urge and desire. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed this in every single human being, this urge, this desire to fulfill his desire with the opposite gender. This exists in every single human. This is a human nature. If you are not going to provide a permissible way for them to fulfill their desire, they're going to look for impermissible ways. Many times, a girl is young, she's 22, 23, and a proposal comes. But because we have in our minds that no, my daughter will get married to someone who's from my village. My daughter will get married to someone who's from my own family, from my own background, from my own country. So this proposal that has come is not from my family, or he's not from my village, he's not from my locality, he's not from my country, he doesn't share the same background as me. This person is not suitable for my daughter. And the daughter is saying that I want to get married to him. We're saying, no, you can't get married to her. You have to wait. And what happens, my brothers? All of a sudden, they say that I don't want to get married. I'll remain single, don't worry. I will remain single, and this happens, my brothers. Sometimes the daughter does not get married for the rest of her life. Or the son does not get married for the rest of his life. And remember, if they don't get married and they're single and they decided to remain a single, that does not mean that they're going to remain an angel. There are so many ways of fulfilling their desires outside. They will not be able to control themselves. They are going to be misled by shaitan. They are going to be misled by shaitan. And what happens is, majority of the times, they continue to talk to that person, that individual. And somehow, if parents are able to force their children and get them married to those who they desire, then after 4 years, 5 years, this marriage does take place. But because of that previous connection and that love that your child had with the other person, this compels this daughter or son to misbehave in front of his wife or her husband. And I ask you, my young friends, and my elders sitting here, that if you are in an unlawful relationship, or if your son and daughter is in an unlawful relationship, they are not able to get married, and eventually you end up marrying, or you end up marrying your son and daughter to someone who is extremely pious, who is sincere, and he wants to fulfill every right of his or her spouse. But because of that previous relationship, there is no love between these two. Because of their evil doings, you are going to suffer that person who was so sincere in getting married to your son and daughter? Think about these issues, my brothers. I'm being very frank. Because these issues are increasing day by day. Religion is different. Culture is different. What happened in Madinatul Munawwara? When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he migrated from Makkah to Madinatul Munawwara. There were all kinds of people. They did not take this thing into consideration that he has to be an Arab or she has to be an Arab. There were people from different backgrounds. They got married. And they got married on the basis of iman. That he is Muslim, she is Muslim, I'm allowed to get married. Let them get married, whoever they want to marry, because if you make it difficult once again, then the doors of zina will open. But my request to my young friends is that you are allowed to marry whoever you love, whoever you like. But remember one thing, don't make an emotional decision when you are getting married. Think about your future, that I am going to marry this girl or I'm going to marry this boy. I will have to stay with my spouse for the rest of my life. He and she will decide my future. And eventually, through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will have kids. Who do you want to do tarbiyah of your children? Do you want a pious woman to make tarbiyah of your children? Or someone who is astray and far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And you are allowed to get married to whoever you love, whoever you like. But your parents are your parents. They had brought you up from when you were small. You couldn't do anything. They did everything for you. They did everything for you and they brought you up. If they sincerely give you their opinion, that, oh my beloved son, oh my beloved daughter, you want to get married to this girl, you want to get married to this boy, but we feel that through our experience we feel that this union will not work for a very long time. It is our opinion that you look for something else. At that time, my brother, give a serious thought to this decision of yours. I don't want you to be in any extreme. Parents need to understand the needs of their children. Children need to understand what the parents' what the parents are. And with mutual understanding, they should come to a conclusion and they should make a decision that, okay, this is the person I want to marry. Inshallah, if we take this path, you will see a lot of happiness. You will see a lot of bliss. You will see a lot of enjoyment in this union, in this wedding, in this marriage. Because ultimately, this is our goal. This is why we get married. Because of that emotional unsatisfaction that we have, we want to settle down, we want to get married, we want to have our own family. Why? So that we can remain happy. If we are not going to follow the teachings and the guidelines of Quran and the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then it is impossible for us to have a blissful and a happy life. Because remember, my brothers, when you are going from place A to place B, what do you use? GPS. And then you punch in the wrong code and you expect yourself or your car to reach the correct destination. This is not going to happen. In order to reach the right destination, you need to punch in the right code, then your GPS will take you to the right destination. So if your destination is happiness, bliss in your marriage, then follow the teachings, guidelines mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These are few things that came to my mind for the parents and also for the youngsters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq to understand our religion and give us tawfiq to appreciate the teachings of Quran and the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.